Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday. That's a loud hello, but I'm happy because it's Wednesday. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of ever, unless stuff happens. From 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with boxing. And you may recall in the last edition episode, whatever you want to call it, Simon Money Money Jordan said this about Anthony Joshua.
And ultimately, he has a sense of entitlement because he's been led to believe that somehow or another, he's something that he's not.
Well, here's an emphatic defense of AJ from former cruiserweight champion and a man who himself lost to Alexander Usyk, Tony Bellew, on TalkSport Breakfast. Trust me, gang, this is Blockbuster Radio. Do not do anything other than just listen.
So first of all, I just want to put that absolute muppet straight. That man hasn't a clue. All he does is use big words to confuse and contradict himself. He's an absolute clown. But let's just talk about the points that Simon Jordan's made. The first point that he makes is Froch and Groves fought in front of 90,000. Well, obviously, you don't listen to Carl Froch very much because it was 80,000. So there's the first fact and point you've made wrong. Second point is Anthony Joshua made stadium fights happen in our country on a regular basis. He's the first fighter in this country to ever do it. He also misses the fact of when Anthony Joshua first loses that fight and Alexander Usyk gets that Ukraine flag and puts it on his back, Anthony Joshua holds half of that flag and holds it up in the air. This is before the decisions come in. Tell him to have a look at the video again and see what he's doing, because he's obviously got that massively wrong. He's just an absolute prat at times. He also then goes on to say that after he has the outburst in the ring, which he's done, he's made the mistake, big deal. I forgot that Simon Jordan was absolutely perfect and gets everything right, which he obviously doesn't. But let's just go on that one. He said Eddie gets in his ear and tells him to, you know, think about what he's done. The words he actually used is contrived tears.
Well, I'm upset, really, like deep down in my heart. Oh, man.
Oh. Who's got a question for me while we're waiting?
Who'll be watching here, Denzel Washington or Anthony Joshua? How could he possibly think that was acting from Anthony Joshua in that press conference? The boy's genuinely heartbroken. He's just lost the biggest fight of his life to date. And let's also not forget, he's probably just been punched well in excess of 100 times in the head. He's kicking a man when he's down. What an absolute coward. I couldn't think of anything worse. He's bang out of line with the things he's labelled him. And I absolutely guarantee you, he'd probably see him and ask for his autograph. That's the worst part about it. He's just have a little bit of humility.
And here's Simon Jordan's response to Tony Bellew's rant. I'm guessing with lots of long words that no one really understands, including me.
I mean, I think there are some points in there that Tony makes that are correct. You know, the stadium was 80,000 at the second fight for Froch Grove, so he's correct to pull me up. Using big words and confusing and conflicting myself, sometimes he might be right. But listen, the bottom line is I have a view of the fight. I understand with these guys that unless you've laced your gloves up, you don't have a right to have an opinion. I'm happy to debate Tony Bellew. I will downsize the syllables. I will bring it to a level that we can communicate on, and I will have a debate with him about the reasons why I saw it the way I saw it. I don't know why Tony needs to be so triggered. Maybe it's because he works for DAZN and wants to protect his own pitch. Maybe because he trails in the wake of the Anthony Joshuas of the world and feels that somehow or another he owes him a debt. I admire Anthony Joshua in one respect, but I'm not going to sit there and say that I believe some of the things that are being said. I think if he had a team around him that told him a few more home truths and put him in a better position, some of the things that have come out of his mouth over the last two or three years, and some of the things and decisions that he's made would have been steeped in more substantial thinking. And so with all that in mind, there was no disrespect intended. The problem is when you deal with people that are very emotive about subjects and seem to want to throw names and abuse around like Tony does, they actually lose the argument by denigrating their own arguments.
And after Usyk called out Tyson Fury, Fury's promoter Frank Warren told TalkSport that the fight will get made, obviously because it's going to generate gazillions for everyone.
Tyson Fury is still the WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
From Ukraine, Alexander Usyk.
Do I think it'd be made? Yes, I do. I think that Usyk's team, his promoter Alex and Egesi's manager, and the fighter wants it. He said that immediately after the fight. Usyk wants it. I know Tyson wants it. Myself and Bob Arum, we want it. It's just going to be how we make it work financially. There are going to be big demands from this from both boxers, and quite rightly so. This is a unique event. I think it's the biggest fight, heavyweight title fight, probably since Ali Frazier. It's a huge fight, in as much that both fighters are undefeated. All the belts are there to be won. And a lot of people got split opinion about who will win this fight, which is great. This is boxing's World Cup. This is our blue ribbon event, and we will make it happen. But where it takes place is going to be determined by, obviously, by finance.
On now to the fallout from the second round of a competition no one really cares about until the next round begins. The Carabao Cup, whatever. Again, third round. Let me know.
Who will be sent it on? And now Damari Gray is in on goal. And he nets towards the far corner. Damari Gray is on the score sheet for Everton, who lead away at Fleetwood by a goal to nil.
Game on, Wolves 2, Preston 1. And it's the former Liverpool forward Ben Woodburn who's got the goal.
Milivojevic scores, rams it into the roof of the net, sending McGinty the wrong way. It's over here, and now the Oxford fans cue for the exit. Oxford United 0, Crystal Palace 2.
Full-time Bolton 1, Aston Villa 4. Make no mistake, a massive win for Steven Gerrard and his Villa side.
And Christie steps up left footed strike and he finds the corner, and that is job done for Bournemouth. Bournemouth go through on penalties. Dewsbury Hall pokes it into the bottom right-hand corner, and Leicester have won, but a hollow victory, and that's the Stockport fans that stand and applaud.
Mark this down as a cup upset. Adrian Crawley Town now lead Fulham by 2-0.
Now, reports suggest that Anthony Gordon has handed in a transfer request to Everton in order to force through a big money move to Chelsea. Simon Jordan was in a state of shock at the figures and urged the Toffees not to delay in saying yes. Please, can I have £60 million?
I mean, we are in a world that's falling apart at the seams, right? And the football world seems to be ignoring that and looking at the reality of the situation. And I know that sport will stay a constant, because the one thing people will be able to do is perhaps sit at home and watch sport during the winter when they can't do much else because they haven't got much money. They'll value sport even higher, perhaps, right? This is the reasons why people are able to do these things. But look at these transfers. Anthony Gordon for 60 million quid. What? 60 million quid for Anthony Gordon? Send him in a cab. Quick, before somebody actually wakes up and smells the coffee. 60 million quid.
Speaking after a 1-0 win over Fleetwood, Frank Lampard said he's fully involved in a decision on whether Anthony Gordon leaves the club. TalkSport understands the midfielder wants to join Chelsea. He was an unused sub tonight.
Well, he's our player, and the latest is the same as I said after the game against Forest, that he's our player. He's got 3 years left on his contract. We're aware of the interest of Chelsea as the world is now, but this decision, first and foremost, or this situation, it has to be right for Everton Football Club and for me as the coach of the team. So we're in the same position that we were a few days ago.
Now, Man United produce an outstanding display to defeat and smash and embarrass Liverpool at Old Trafford on Monday night. It was live on TalkSport. Former Red striker. I mean, that could be either, couldn't it? Man United or Liverpool. Ah, Dean Saunders. Yeah, we would never have signed him. Claimed it was proof that Klopp's side are missing Sadio Mane. And, of course, a midfield as well.
But after Liverpool failed to win their first three games of the season, remarkably, there might just be a bit more attention on them.
You can't just let a player like Mane leave and replace him. It affects
the whole team.
I thought Carvalho was good when he came on.
Yeah, but he's not Mane. If you think about what he does in the game, every time the ball's kicked towards him and Salah, the ball sticks. They've got the glue on the end of their toe. Mm. They're both strong, so you can't knock him off the ball. He carries the fight up the left-hand side. He does more than just score, Mane. He carries the whole left side of the pitch.
Is it just a slow start? Are you just a little bit tired? I don't know what's happening. Paul is a Liverpool fan and he called us.
I think we bought the wrong player. We bought Nunes in and we needed to strengthen midfield, personally.
Bellingham?
Bellingham, too expensive for the club. As much as I'd love to have him at the club, I think he's too expensive. He's still a young lad. He's got a lot of potential, but I think we need to be buying. Personally, I'd have bought somebody like Yves Bissouma that's gone to Tottenham. That's the sort of player we needed in midfield because Hendo and Milner were our sort of high tackling. Fabinho looks past it as well at the minute. He came on, he kept losing the ball last night. He seems past his best. We needed investment in midfield, not up front. I think we sold the wrong striker, if I'm being perfectly honest. I personally would have sold Salah and not Mane. That's obviously down to the club and the players, agents and so on and so forth. But yeah, a little bit upset.
Alan Brazil here. You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And despite that impressive display from Man United, former Palace Mona and owner Simon Jordan was keen not to heap praise on Erik ten Hag. Of course he was.
The red, white and black of Manchester United against the backdrop of rancour, discontent and protest. Manchester United produced a performance that has earned them a stunning win against one of the best teams in Europe to register a first victory under Erik ten Hag.
Do you know what I took away from that interview yesterday? Honestly, and people are going to say negative, Jordan. I looked at ten Hag and I thought, this job's going to be too big for you. That was my takeaway. I watched him stand there and I know that you're going to say, what does this, hell does this mean? I looked at a small man in a suit that doesn't fit him and I thought to myself, you don't look like I thought you would. Do you know what I thought he'd look like in personality and demeanour? Yap Stam. That sort of chest out. I know he's not got the physical components of Yap Stam. And when I saw his list of rules about you won't do this and you won't talk outside of a dressing room, Ronaldo isn't fit. It's an easy decision not to play Ronaldo because he isn't match fit. So I don't look at it and go, well, that was such a brave decision. Because the media build up a backstory about how important Ronaldo is, it doesn't mean that Ten Hag is so brave that he doesn't follow the narrative of the scribes.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, today at 4 p.m. Straight after us, from 7, it's Tranmere against Newcastle in the Carabao Cup. Second round action on TalkSport, presented by Adrian Durham. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.